This is Jay Sekulow. A major development on the confirmation of a federal judge and an update on the student and discrimination.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right
to
now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Big news coming out of Washington, D.C. on judges. We also have an update for you on the student and this act of discrimination and another case in another college. I tell you, folks, it's the end of the school year, and look what is happening on America's public school campuses, and also what's happening on the college campuses. My view is, and we'll get to the judges in just a moment, my view is that these professors are trying to tear down these students' Christian beliefs. That's their goal, to try to reduce their faith to rubble. We want to hear what you have to say about this. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Another outrage, this one's coming out of Colorado. We'll get to that in a moment. But what would you do if it was your son or daughter in school and you're paying for it at a college campus and they're trying to tear down her faith or his faith just because she's a Christian? Now, before you get to that, a big development out of Washington, D.C., and that is the confirmation of Katarina Haynes. Than Bennett is our deputy director of our Office of Governmental Affairs in Washington. Than, you worked, and Drew Ryan worked very, very hard on this. This is a major victory. Tell us what happened, because a bit of a surprise here.
Oh, absolutely a surprise, Jay. This was a huge, huge win last Thursday. The Senate voted unanimously to confirm Katarina Haynes to a seat on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, I just want to say, this confirmation process with Judge Haynes is a perfect example of how Senate leadership has been shortchanging the judges who have been nominated. We're talking about a judge who was given a well-qualified rating and was nominated to a circuit that was declared a judicial emergency. Senate leadership chose to drag their feet on confirming her, but of course, when finally forced to vote up or down on the floor, the Senate confirmed her unanimously by voice vote. Now, it's not how the process is supposed to work. We've said many times on this show that if a senator wants to vote no on a nominee, that's fine. That's their right. But stalling these votes has to stop, and that's why last week's victory, a unanimous victory, was such a big one.
Let me restate this, folks. This was someone that's been delayed and delayed for over a year. They barely got her out of committee. And then it goes to the floor of the Senate. Now, listen to what Than's saying. And it is unanimous. Jordan, you've been working on these judicial nomination issues as well. This shows you the outrage that's going on in the Judiciary Committee. But it also shows you that when we speak out, we can get results and hear a unanimous confirmation of a judge. And one of the reasons they held her up? She's a member of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship.
Here's the thing. If you get through the committee, Dad, like Than said, you're going to get confirmed almost 99% of the time. There's enough votes to confirm these nominees when they get a fair up or down vote. Here you didn't even need a fair up or down vote because you got a unanimous confirmation. But the Senate Judiciary Committee itself is the stalemate. That is the wall that blocks off these nominees from a fair up or down vote. If that wall crumbles, which it did under this nomination, because of the smart tactics by the Republican members on the Senate Judiciary Committee, because of those tactics, that wall crumbled and these nominees get confirmed. Because when the numbers come down to it and the math is done, 99.9% of these nominees get through with a huge margin of votes.
And also important to note is that your voice was heard on this. And Than, we only got about 20 seconds left here. We're going to hold you over and have you come on the next segment too. But Than, how important was it for the American people? We've heard from tens of thousands of people. What of an impact that had? I know we talked to the senators, I did, when they were on the program. What kind of impact did that have with the staff?
Oh, it was absolutely critical, because what had to happen, Jay, is these Senate Republicans, as Jordan mentioned, had to go into committee and basically stall the process, basically say, we're not going to move any more legislation until you give us a chance to have a fair debate over these judges and a fair vote. Those senators, they're very stern, but they're not going to do that unless they have the support of their constituents. So by us going to them and showed them that our members were behind them, it gave them the gumption to do this.
And the end result was Katarina Haynes confirmed to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit. Folks, when we come back from the break, we're taking your calls. A college student in New York told if she doesn't acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist, she doesn't get to participate in the dialogue. That demand letter's out. The response is due today. No response yet, but your voice is helping have this heard. We want you to stand and sign this petition against this outrage. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
College is a time of academic challenge. While acquiring a degree is never easy, every student should be treated the same. But unfortunately, on some campuses today, you're penalized if you're a Christian. The American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively defending the constitutional rights of students nationwide. Case in point, a community college in New York State, where a professor is punishing a student, giving her lower grades, calling her closed-minded because of her Christian beliefs. The ACLJ will file a lawsuit unless the school steps in and corrects the actions of a philosophy professor who requires students to acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist in order to participate in the class. Academic freedom? Hardly. Religious hostility? Most certainly. If you're fed up with the anti-Christian ravings on college and university campuses, stand with the ACLJ and sign on to a national petition of protest. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or you can reach us online at aclj.org. It happens every day. People log on to the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, ACLJ.org, for critical resource information and for assistance. People like Sarah Sloan from Arizona, who turned to ACLJ.org for legal help after receiving a failing grade on a college journalism project because the school said her Christian faith played too great a role in her writing.
It was a religious section, and it was a feature story on Kirk Cameron. It was a really good interview, and I wrote the story, and time came with the jurors, and the jurors fail me because they thought it was biased.
Listen, the end result was we wanted to make sure you got that certificate, and you did. Literally a click away, and Sarah Sloan's situation was resolved through our lawyers, our legal staff here at the American Center for Law and Justice. We are glad and thrilled that this was resolved successfully.
The ACLJ stands ready to help you to protect your religious and constitutional freedoms. Check out the ACLJ online, aclj.org. That's aclj.org, a website that makes a difference.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Hey folks, welcome back to the program. If you're just joining us, good news out of Washington, D.C., and that is we got the confirmation of Judge Katarina Haynes, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit, and we are very, very pleased with that. I also want to give you an update on the situation with Gina. She's the community college student in New York that we've now sent the demand letter to the Suffolk County Community College. Remember, if she did not agree basically to change her own personal views about religion, in fact, having to acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist, and then it even got worse as the course went on. For the final, if you acknowledge that there is no free will, which of course is a fundamental faith of tenet of the Christian faith, that we all do have free will, but if you acknowledge there's not, you got an automatically good grade. If not, you had, I guess, respond with a full writing or you get penalized. This is in a college, folks. Now, the outrage on this has been gigantic. We're getting calls from all over the country. We've probably received so far, it looks like over 10,000 people signing on to this petition that are taking a stand against this school. It's a petition of protest, but now we're coming down to the time where it's going to really, really count. So we need to hear from a lot more of you. If you want to make sure students aren't told in college to surrender their Christian faith when they go to school, when they participate in a college class, then you need to call this number right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign up online. Jordan, a lot of calls are coming in already on a variety of topics. What do we have?
Paul's calling from Idaho on line one. Paul, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Paul.
Thank you for taking my call. God
sure.
bless you guys for what
Thanks.
You do.
Thanks.
I have two comments. A couple years back when I was in a community college, my philosophy teacher, whenever they asked for a student response and I would wave my hand and give them a Christian answer, and then after a while, she wouldn't even call me. I would stand up in the class waving both arms. I'm 6'3", so you can't miss me. And she still would not call on me. And my second comment would be on this judge thing. Aren't they breaking the law by not doing their job?
Well, they're supposed to give up or down votes, and we'll get into that. Let me answer your first question, and that is this idea that these students are being penalized. I wish I could tell you this is an isolated thing, but Jordan, you've been working closely with our staff in Virginia Beach on this, because by the way, folks, as we're preparing the situation with Gina, we're getting other calls coming in, other requests coming in for student assistant, and at the same time, we're working on that Supreme Court case. But Jordan, we've got another one now developing out of Colorado that's got the same kind of problems to it.
That's right, and we'll give you more information as we confirm all the facts, but right now we just got this literally 55 minutes before going live on radio today out of Colorado, another community college. This is the English 101. This is the English 1 in college. Told to give your opinions. This student, she was told to give her opinions, to give her analysis of different literary works, but she was told that by a professor gave cynical remarks because of her references to God, her nation. She's talked to the dean of the school who didn't really express any kind of concern there. These are the same kind of remarks, Dad, though. These teachers ask for opinions and ideas, but then when they don't get the ideas or opinions they want, this teacher told this student that she put too much emotion into their writing and that everything she writes is illogical. And she specifically referred to patriotism in this remark, as well as her religion. And of course, this is when a professor, an English professor, not a philosophy professor, not a professor, this is a professor in an English class, probably his job is just to grade grammar and to make sure the student read the information that was assigned, but instead asks for opinions. Then when she gets opinions the professor doesn't like, the professor says you're illogical and you put too much emotion into your writing.
Jordan, let me ask you this. You told me that this problem, that it exists in colleges throughout the country, and that it's really an attempt to tear these students' faith down before they get too far into their educational process.
Well, here's the truth. The truth is, because of this problem, most students are too scared to do what the students we hear from do. These are the few who decide not just to stand up, but to stand up and publicly challenge these professors. Most times, students go away to these schools. They've got other things going on. They figure out what the teacher wants, and they just give them exactly what the teacher wants because it's not worth, to them, it's not worth just going through this process. But sometimes these professors go way over the line. It's one thing to say, okay, I'll think about what I write for this professor, and I'll make sure I can back everything up. But when a professor says, give us your opinion, not Plato's opinion, your opinion on a writing and in English class, the grade should be about the grammar and whether or not the student read the assignment, not whether there's too much emotion in it or saying that everything is illogical. It's not a logic class. This is not an analytical reasoning class, not a philosophy class in this situation. This is a pure English class where a student was told you're illogical.
So here's what we've got. We've got right now in New York, we've got in a philosophy class that if you don't agree the possibility that God does not exist, you don't get to participate in the class dialogue and your grade's reduced. In an English 101 class in a college in Colorado, information just coming in now, the student is told, you're too patriotic in what you're saying, you're sharing too much of your religious beliefs, you don't get to participate this way. This is what's coming in, folks. We've got a petition of outrage. You need to sign it. We've got to stand with these students. Jordan said it. They are afraid to speak out. That's why it is critical. 877-989-2255 is that number. Let's stand with these students. 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org.
We've also got questions coming in about judicial nominations. Charles from Georgia on line 4. Charles, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Charles.
Yes, how are you today?
And great.
Thank you for the great work you do.
Thanks.
I just wanted to ask a question about obstruction of justice. I know that
sure.
We have laws in states and everywhere where, people can be arrested for obstructing the judicial process, law administrative process, And even
right.
In the courts, I guess you could get that, too. Are there any laws in the federal government governing congressional process?
Well, they're supposed to engage. I mean, the Constitution, Charles, sets out that standard, and the standard's supposed to be the president nominates, and then the Senate, with advice and consent. So they have a hearing, and they vote up or down. They could say, no, we're not going to nominate the judge. But, Than, the problem is, and Than Bennett's our deputy director of our Office of Governmental Affairs, the problem has been the stall tactic so that they're not even getting to the advice and consent stage. And the irony, of course, is when Judge Haynes gets to the floor of the United States Senate, she's confirmed unanimously on a voice vote after being delayed and delayed and delayed, primarily because she was a member of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship.
Well, that's right, Jay. And the problem here really rests with Senate leadership, because what Senate leadership is doing is they are shielding the other members of the Senate from even having to take this vote. So if the member of the Senate went to the floor and actually had to vote up or down, the constituents would actually have an opportunity to hold them responsible at the ballot box. They could vote them out of office if they don't like how they vote. But by Senate leadership putting up that firewall, not even allowing the vote to come to the floor of the Senate, most of the members don't ever have to even make a comment on these nominations. They don't have to vote up or down. They just ignore it.
But you see, folks, how your voice made a difference. Our government affairs staff, remember, our offices are across the street from the Supreme Court of the United States. I mean, directly across the street. And then a block away from the Capitol. The Senate office buildings are next door to us. They're as close as the Supreme Court. And our team up in Washington, on your behalf, went door to door to the senators, to their staffs, meeting with them at various meetings during the week to get these confirmations, and we get a judge confirmed. So it can happen. It will continue to happen. And hopefully we're going to get three or four more Court of Appeals nominees confirmed in the next couple of days, next couple of weeks, really. And but we're going to work hard on this. At the same time, our Supreme Court case involving the Ten Commandments is moving forward. We've got the case involving Gina, the college student. That is moving forward. The due date for their response from the school is today. If not, we get ready for litigation. And again, if you want to speak out on this and make sure these students are protected so that they're not afraid to say that they're a Christian in school at a college and being told basically, they're basically having their faith torn down so that they will become basically embarrassed to share their faith or even talk about their faith in public. If you're outraged about that, which you should be, 877-989-2255 is the number. That's a petition of outrage, 877-989-2255. And we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. What if it was your child? And why is it that the Ten Commandments get attacked at the same time we've got students being told they can't share their faith and judges that are going to decide all these issues? You got to fight to get them confirmed. But folks, when we work together, we're seeing great results. Jordan, who's next?
Let's go back to the phone. Sandra's calling from New York on line 6. Sandra, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Sandra.
I did something a little bit more than sign your petition. I called up my state assemblyman.
Great.
I'm a state senator. And I said, what is going on here? I don't want to have to pay for a lawsuit. Get that college straightened out. But this has been going on for years and years. I took a graduate course, oh, God, a long time ago. And it was in science, psychology. And he wasn't even a professor. He was standing there in summer school saying that anybody with a genetic defect should be sterilized. And everybody was sitting in their class. You know, he went on for 3 days, and finally I couldn't take it anymore. So I raised my hand, and I said, you know, that was tried a number of years ago, and it didn't work out too well. And the guy's name was Hitler.
And, I'm glad you spoke out. But, Sandra, here's the problem. It's what Jordan said, and Jordan has been checking with other students. They're afraid to speak out, and that's why we got to stand with them. They're scared because they could fail the course. And Gene is a 3.9 grade point average, and I said we got this new case developing from Colorado. But, Jordan, these students need us to stand with them because they're afraid to speak out.
They do, and more students, the more we can get to speak out. I mean, I venture to say that for every student that speaks out, they're representing hundreds of other students who went through that same class, that professor, who felt the same way. I mean, that sometimes you go into these classes, some professors are just a little nutty, you go along with it, it's fine. But when these professors cross the line and say, if you can't know something unless you believe it, which is what happened to Gina, you've got to stand up. That's exactly what she did. And now we've got another student in Colorado already who's ready to stand up as well.
Yeah, this is the good news, is students are speaking out, but we need you to speak out for those students at 877-989-2255. Sign the petition of protest, 877-989-2255. By the way, updated information posted at ACLJ.org, including new article out of WorldNet Daily about Gina's case, so go to the website at ACLJ.org. Back with your calls in just a moment.
It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon, the deadline May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulo for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406. Or online at ACLJ.org. Make your reservations for Israel today. College is a time of academic challenge. While acquiring a degree is never easy, every student should be treated the same. But unfortunately, on some campuses today, you're penalized if you're a Christian. The American Center for Law and Justice is aggressively defending the constitutional rights of students nationwide. Case in point, a community college in New York State, where a professor is punishing a student, giving her lower grades, calling her closed-minded because of her Christian beliefs. The ACLJ will file a lawsuit unless the school steps in and corrects the actions of a philosophy professor. professor who requires students to acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist in order to participate in the class. Academic freedom? Hardly. Religious hostility? Most certainly. If you're fed up with the anti-Christian ravings on college and university campuses, stand with the ACLJ and sign on to a national petition of protest. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or you can reach us online at aclj.org.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110. We got our Washington, D.C. studios tied in. We've got our Virginia Beach studios at Regent University tied in. I'm in our Atlanta studio today going through the trial transcripts and the records in the Supreme Court case. So while I'm working on the Supreme Court case to the United States involving the Ten Commandments display in Utah, and we've got a team of about 12 lawyers helping me on that, we've got a team out of Virginia Beach office that is handling the Sarah Sloan. We won that one for that college student in Arizona. For Gina up in New York and the community college there, we've got them also working on this new case out of Colorado. And our Washington, D.C. team is handling judicial confirmations and working on the Supreme Court case. But, Than, you had an interesting comment or an interesting situation with you were in school, which kind of, again, establishes what's going on here and what these college students are facing. We need to understand, folks, what our young men and women, Christian students, are facing in secular colleges today. The hostility level is huge.
I did, Jay. You know, I think this is something that happens all the time. I was in a critical thinking class junior year. We were doing an exercise where we had to state our opinion on a given topic and then defend our position. So you weren't boxed into a specific position. You could choose your opinion and then defend it. The topic was prayer in public schools, and I started by making a case for student-initiated prayer. And I was told by the professor that I was contaminating the issue, that I was spinning the issue, and I wasn't allowed to continue defending it. It was a tough position. I had a 4.0 at the time, and it was something where if I chose to proceed, I was justifying that, I was in jeopardy of losing that grade.
The irony, of course, is you're simply standing up for your faith, and the outcome is that you're making a statement that just happens to be pro-religious liberty. Of course, that was a case we argued in the Supreme Court, and that's so offensive that the university's reaction is that graphic and that detailed. These students' faith are being torn down. That's the idea here. We got a lot of calls. We've got to get right back to it. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. We're taking your calls from around the country. Who's next, Jordan?
Dave's calling from New Hampshire on line 5. Dave, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Jay. Thanks so much for what you and your son do.
Thanks.
This amounts to requiring someone to renounce their religion and deny God. It's like kissing the emperor's ring. How can they possibly presume to be able to do that?
They can't. They're not allowed to do that because that violates, it shows, under the religion clauses, what's called the Establishment Clause, the Supreme Court has said you cannot show hostility towards religion as part of a class assignment or classwork, and that's exactly what this student did. Not only did he say, as a predicate, you have to acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist, but Jordan, tell them what happened at the final exam time, and we're finding similar situations, by the way, in other colleges as well. But listen to, for Gina, this is what the final exam would have been if she would have bowed down to Caesar, so to speak, and renounced her position and belief in God.
That's right. Well, this professor for the final assignment put up that if you will make one comment and write his one sentence that he instructed students exactly how to read, you got full credit, 13 out of 13 points for the final assignment of the class. You had to write and sign the statement and post it online. There is no free will. I have no free will. Sign your name to it and post that online. And as all of our listeners know, to many Christians around the world, and especially to Gino, this statement, Dad, when you have to make a statement saying, I have no free will, conflicts 100% with her Christian beliefs that she has been trained and has faith in for her entire life. And Dad, this is what this professor wanted students to do to get full credit. Not only is it academically dishonest, it's academic fraud. That's not teaching. That's not instructing. That's just telling these students, if you write what I say in one sentence, you get full credit on the final assignment. If you disagree with me or don't want to write that sentence, who knows what your grade will be?
Folks, we posted the letter that we've sent to the school district online. Now what we're doing is demanding that not only that they respond today, and I expect we'll get some kind of response. If not, we're going to court. But we put together this petition of protest. We have to stand up. It's not just Gina. There are other students as well. We have to stand up for these students. It is critical that we hear from you. You need to add your name to that petition today. It's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Add your name today.
Suzanne's calling from Iowa on line 2. Suzanne, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank you
Suzanne,
so much.
Sure.
The reason I'm calling in Iowa, there's something happening that I don't quite understand, and maybe you can help me, and maybe I need to be more responsible.
Okay.
I could call
what's the question,
congressman,
ma'am?
Or my senator. It's regarding they want to have 7 judges decide whether our state will allow
same-sex marriage.
Homosexual marriage.
Yeah, no, listen, we're fully aware with it of the situation on the marriage issue. The question is this, and this is, you know, folks, here's the legal question on the marriage issue. It is not something a judge should be deciding in the first place. The issues of domestic relations law, if we believe in federalism, which we do, should be decided by the state legislatures, not the federal government, and not the, and certainly not the 7 unelected judges. We're fully aware of the situation in Iowa. ACLJ lawyers are filing briefs in that. Of course, that's the politically correct position. And then it ties into the judges and the confirmation. We've got a couple of other judges that are coming up. What's the status of those? We've got 2 major. We're really fighting for Court of Appeals nominees right now.
That's true, Jay. The most pressing vacancies that exist right now are in the D.C. Circuit and in the 4th Circuit. In the D.C. Circuit, Peter Keisler, he was first nominated for the seat all the way back in June of 2006. He has a unanimously well-qualified rating from the ABA. He's had a hearing in committee, but the Senate leadership, again, refuses to vote on him. Quickly, in the 4th Circuit, there are 5 vacancies with 4 pending nominations. We're keeping an especially close eye on Robert Conrad of North Carolina, Steve Matthews of South Carolina, and Stephen Agee of Virginia. They're all very qualified. They haven't even had a hearing. So we're first asking for a hearing and then confirmation for them. Really quick, Jay, it's interesting. Robert Conrad, he was already confirmed unanimously by the Senate in 2005 for his current post. Now he can't even get a hearing.
Oh, it's unbelievable, folks. But the good news is Katarina Haynes has been confirmed, you know, amazingly unanimously by voice vote after all that nonsense at the Senate. But your voice was heard on that, and we got a great result. Let's try to get another call in, Jordan.
Susie's calling from California on line 6. Susie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Susie.
Hi, Jay. You helped us many, many years ago when we went through this in the community college district, where they asked for argumentative essays, and my daughter actually got your student rights handbook. And you helped us through that, and she did win the argument because the teacher could not come up with anything against her after she told her what the student rights were. However, I think the issue is in that the professors come in with their own agenda.
Sure.
They don't know the student's rights. They're not taught, hey, our students have these rights, or I, as a professor, have these rights, and here are the rules of the school.
Yeah, you're being very kind to Susie. First, I'm glad we worked out that situation for your daughter. I'll tell you this. I hope that it's naivete, but unfortunately, as we're seeing now with this case that's developing in Colorado, and by the way, we heard the same thing out of UNC Greensboro. Students have been calling us on this, that it's hostility towards, they want to tear down the faith of these students. Their motives are not so pure, unfortunately. Jordan, let's try to squeeze one more call in very quickly, please.
Mark's calling from Kentucky on line 5. Mark, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, very quickly, Mark, we only got about 20 seconds.
Thank you for taking my call. I guess, just in listening to it, she was exercising her free will by not following his will for
correct.
Her to do that, because that way he's controlling her and the fellow students.
That's exactly correct. But the thing is, and Jordan said this and Than said it also, these students, if they don't have you all participating and us doing the legal work and you all supporting them, the fact of the matter is they're afraid to speak out on these issues. Gina is not afraid. The student that we've gotten called from now in Colorado, that literally came in 55 minutes before we went on the air. We're working on that now. We are going to work aggressively for these students. But folks, here's what we need you to do. We've got a demand letter. It's posted at ACLJ.org. There's a news story out from WorldNet Daily, posted online at ACLJ.org. You need to read those. But what you need to do right now is we need everybody that's listening to us to go to the phones and add your name to our petition of protest. Can you imagine the reaction of this university when we deliver, say, 50,000 or 100,000 signatures on this particular petition? It will be breathtaking. You see what happens when we petition for justice for these judges? We got it. So the question here, folks, is, are we going to stand up for these students? Are we going to allow their faith to be torn down? This student's told, if you'll put in writing, you have no free will, if you'll put that in writing, you automatically get a 13. So they're told, if you acknowledge that God, the possibility that God does not exist, you can participate in the class. If you don't, you don't get to participate in the dialogue. It's outrageous. Here's the number. You go to your phones right now. We need to hear from everybody. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. Signing on a petition of protest. Again, 877-989-2255.